Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, those of you who serve the whole universe are honest. You make many others similar to yourselves and are not those who love to rest. Question. What words can you Brahmin children never say? Answer. You Brahmins can never say, "We have no connection with Brahma. We remember Shiv Baba directly." Without Father Brahma, you cannot be called Brahmins. Those who have no connection with Brahma, that is, those who are not the mouth-born creation of Brahma, are Shudras. Shudras cannot become deities directly. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you through Dada. Some children are having museums and exhibitions inaugurated, but in fact the unlimited father held the inauguration a long time ago. These branches continue to emerge now. Many pathshalas are needed. First, there is this pathshala in which the father resides. It is called Madhuban. You children know that the Murli is always played in Madhuban. Whose? God's. God is incorporeal. He plays the Murli through the corporeal chariot. He is given the name the Lucky Chariot. Any of you can understand that the Father enters this one. Only you children can understand this, for no one else knows the Creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation. You have your inaugurations carried out by important people or a governor, etc. Baba always continues to write, "First of all, give those through whom you have the inauguration ceremony carried out the introduction of the Father and how he establishes the new world. These are its branches that are being opened. Each one is opened by someone or other so that he or she can benefit, so that they can understand that the Father truly has come. The establishment of the kingdom of peace in the world, that is, of the original eternal deity religion, is being carried out through Brahma. Its inauguration has already taken place. Its branches are now being opened, just as the branches of a bank continue to be opened. The Father alone has to come and give you this knowledge. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has this knowledge, and this is why he alone is called the Ocean of Knowledge. Only the Spiritual Father has this spiritual knowledge, which he comes and gives to you spirits, souls." He explains, "O souls, O children, consider yourselves to be souls. The name soul is common. It is said, great soul, charitable soul, sinful soul. The Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul is explaining to souls. Why would the Father come? He would definitely come to give you children the inheritance. Then you have to go to the new Satopradhan world. It is said, the history and geography of the world repeat. The new world and the old world are of human beings. The Father says, I have to come to make the world new. There cannot be a world without human beings. There used to be the kingdom of deities in the new world, and that is now being established once again. You children have now become Brahmins from Shudras. I have once again come to change you from Brahmins into deities. You can tell them that this is how the Father explains. How can you go to the new world? You souls are now impure and vicious, and you now have to become viceless. Burdens of sins of many births are on your heads. When does sin begin? For how many years does the Father make you into charitable souls? You children know all of this at this time. You remain charitable souls for 21 births, and you then become sinful souls. Where there is sin, there would only be sorrow. The Father also tells you what the sins are. One is that you defame your religion. You have become so impure. You have been calling out to me, O purifier, come. So I have now come. You insult the Father who makes you pure. You defame him, and this is why you have become sinful souls. People say, O Prabhu, I have been a sinner for many births. Come and purify me. The Father explains, I enter the one who has taken the maximum number of births at the end of his many births. What does Baba mean by many births? Children, many births means 84 births. Those who come at the beginning are the ones who take 84 births. First of all, it is this Lakshmi and Narayan who come here. You come here to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You are told the story of the true Narayan. Has anyone ever told the story of becoming Rama or Sita? They have been defamed. The Father changes you from an ordinary man into Narayan and ordinary woman into Lakshmi. No one ever defames them. The Father says, I teach you Raja Yoga. The two forms of Vishnu are Lakshmi and Narayan. In their childhood, they are Radhe and Krishna. They are not brother and sister. Each is a child of a separate king. He is a prince in one kingdom, and she is a princess in another kingdom. And then, after their marriage, they are called Lakshmi and Narayan. Human beings don't know any of these things. Those who had these things in their intellects in the previous cycle will be able to understand these things now. There are temples to Lakshmi and Narayan, Radhe and Krishna, and to Vishnu, and that temple is called the Narayan Temple. They also have separate temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. There is a temple to Brahma too. They say, Salutations to the deity Brahma. They then say, Salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva. He is separate. Deities cannot be called God. The Father explains. First of all, explain to the person whom you invite to inaugurate something. God has already laid the foundation for peace in the world. There used to be peace in the world in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. They were the masters of the Golden Age. So this is a huge godly university, or world spiritual university, for human beings to change from a man into Narayan and a woman into Lakshmi. Many people have used the name World University. In fact, they are not world universities. The whole world is a universe. The Unlimited Father just opens the one college in the whole world. You know that in order to become pure, there is just the one world university which the Father establishes. We take the whole world to the lands of peace and happiness, and this is why this is called a godly world university. God comes and gives the whole world the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. There is so much difference between what the Father says and what all of those people call a university. It is only the Father's task to change the universe, that is, to change the whole world. They don't allow us to use this name, but the government itself uses this name. You have to explain this, but you should not explain this at first. First of all, say, we are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This one was given the name Brahma when the Father came and made him his chariot. The name Prajapita is very well known. Where did he come from? What is his father's name? They show Brahma as a deity. The father of the deities would definitely be the Supreme Soul. He is the creator, and Brahma would be called the first creation. His father is Shiv Baba. He says, I enter this one and give you his introduction. You children have to explain that this is a godly museum. The father says, you called out to me, O purifier, come. Come and make us pure from impure. Now, O you children, O you souls, have to remember your father, and you will become pure from impure. The word man above is from the Gita. God alone is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. Sri Krishna cannot be the purifier. He cannot enter the impure world. Only the purifier father would come into the impure world. Now remember me and your sins will be burnt away. This is such an easy thing. You definitely have to say, God speaks. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul says, the vice of lust is a great enemy. Previously there was a viceless world, and it is now a vicious world. There is nothing but sorrow everywhere. When you become viceless, there will be nothing but happiness. So you have to say, God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, you will become conquerors of the world. Remember the one Father. We also remember that one. When a college is opened, it is inaugurated. This too is a college, and there are also many centers. Teachers are appointed for the centers. The teachers also have to be concerned with this. Baba appoints very good teachers for the new centers so that they quickly make others similar to themselves and run to other centers to help in expanding service. The teacher would see who is able to read and explain the Murli well, and would then tell that one, "You can now sit here and continue to conduct classes." Teachers would be tried out in this way, and then the main teacher would go away to another centre to start service there. It is the duty of the teachers to start service at one centre and then go to another centre and start service there. Each teacher would establish 10 to 20 centres. A lot of service has to be done. Continue to open your shops. Make others similar to yourselves and leave them there. It should enter your hearts, "I should make someone similar to myself and prepare her so that another centre can open." However, hardly any are that honest. Those who serve the whole universe are said to be honest. They open a centre, make someone similar to themselves, and then go and serve at another place. You mustn't get stuck in one place. Acha, if you are unable to explain to others, do something else. You should not become body conscious about that and feel, "How can I do that work since I come from a rich family? I would feel pain if I did that." Some people's bones hurt by doing even a little work. That is called body consciousness. They don't understand anything. You should serve others so that they too write to Baba, "Baba, so-and-so explained to me and made my life worthwhile." Baba should receive evidence of the service you do. Each one of you should become a teacher. Then they themselves should write, "Baba, there are many others who can look after the centre after I leave. I have made many others similar to us, and so we will continue to open centres. Such children are called flowers. If you don't do service, how would you become flowers? This is a flower garden." So it should be explained to those who carry out the inauguration, "We are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. We change from Shudras into Brahmins and we then become deities. The father is carrying out the establishment of this Brahmin clan as well as the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. At this time, all belong to the Shudra clan. In the Golden Age, they belonged to the deity clan. Then they became those who belonged to the warrior and merchant clans." Baba knows that some children forget so many points. First of all, there is the Brahmin clan, the children of Prajapita Brahma. Where did Brahma come from? This Brahma is sitting here. You should explain this very clearly. This establishment is being carried out through Brahma. Whose? Of the Brahmins. Then they are given teachings and made into deities. We are studying with the Father. They have written, "God speaks to Arjuna." However, no one knows who Arjuna was. You know that we children of Brahma are Brahmins. Some say that they are Shiv Baba's children and that they have no connection with Brahma. In that case, how can they become deities? It is only through Brahma that you will become that. How and through whom did Shiv Baba tell you to remember him? He said that through Brahma. You are the children of Prajapita Brahma. You are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You are the children of Brahma. So you would definitely remember Brahma. Shiv Baba is teaching us through the body of Brahma. Brahma Baba is in between. How would you be able to become deities without first becoming Brahmins? You also have to know the chariot I enter. You have to become Brahmins. If you don't consider Brahma to be your father, how can you be his child? If you don't consider yourselves to be Brahmins, it means you are Shudras. It is impossible for you to change instantly from Shudras into deities. You cannot become deities without first becoming Brahmins and by remembering Shiv Baba. There is no need to become confused about this. So you have to explain to those who carry out the inauguration that the inauguration has already been done by the Father. We also tell you, simply remember the Father and your sins will be cut away. That Father alone is the purifier, and you will become pure and then become deities. You children can do a lot of service. Tell them, we are giving you the Father's message. Now, whether you do that or not is up to you. After giving you the message, we will leave. There is no other way that you can become pure. Do service whenever you have time. You have a lot of time. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to increase the number of new centers, do the service of making others similar to yourselves. Continue to open centers. Don't just sit in one place. 2. Prepare a flower garden. Each one of you has to become a flower and make others into flowers similar to yourself. Never have any body consciousness about doing any type of service. Blessing. May you be free from temptation and become a conqueror of matter by remaining beyond any attraction of the comforts of matter. If any of the comforts of matter disturb your physical senses, that is, if you have any feeling of attraction, you will not be able to become detached. Desires are a form of attraction. Some say that they do not have any desires, icha, but that they do find something to be good, accha. That too is a subtle attraction. Check whether that physical comfort, which is a means of temporary happiness, attracts you in a subtle way. That physical comfort is a facility of matter, and when you become free from any attraction to it and become detached, you will then become a conqueror of matter. Slogan: put aside the confusion of mine, mine, and stay in the unlimited, and you will then be said to be a world benefactor. Om Shanti.